Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
All right, professionals, we know you're out there. You know the old phrase, everyone's a critic. I'm Andrea Bernstein, in for Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Everyone is a critic in the lead up to the Oscars on Sunday night, and especially during the ceremony set to take place Sunday night. But in New York and L.A., we've got actual critics and actual experts. We're opening the phone lines now to hear from you. There are also makeup artists and dancers, musicians and sound editors, costume designers, visual effect editors, screenwriters. So we want your nominations from the industry, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. If you work in fashion or in costume, then what's your nomination for best costume design for a movie this year? Was there a work you feel deserved a nod, which didn't get one? 212-433-WNYC. We'll also take a few calls from the non-professionals out there, if we can get to it, on who you think got snubbed. What film for this Sunday night's Oscar ceremony do you think was completely overlooked? Any films out there you think were overrated? We'd like to know, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Maybe there's a sound editor out there. Is there a film you think that was overlooked that had amazing sound? We'd like to know your perspective on the industry. Also, come on, somebody out there's got to have an opinion on these songs. So this is surprising to me. Only two songs made the cut for nominations this year. That's right, two songs. There's the duet Man or Muppet from The Muppets, and there was Real in Rio from the movie Rio, which was kind of a terrible movie.
If I'm a Muppet, then I'm a very manly Muppet.
All right, that was one of the songs, Man or Muppet. Why don't we also listen to the Real in Rio song? All right. That was a song from the movie Rio, which, by the way, was a terrible movie, if I do say so myself. I thought that the racial stereotypes in that movie abounded, unfortunately. But in any event, let's take some of your calls. Myra from Manhattan. Hi, you're on WNYC. Now, what is your profession?
Well, I'm an actor.
I'm
an Academy member.
You're an Academy member. Mm-hmm. And so who'd you vote for?
Well, we can't say that.
Oh, you're not allowed to say. Okay.
I can't say that, but I can say that I think that if the largest branch, which is the actor branch, goes with the Screen Actors Guild vote, the best actor will go to, Oscar will go to Jean Dujardin. And if other members from other branches fall into line with in supporting their studio's film and their director, that would be the event that George Clooney would win. But I just wanted to express my my disappointment that Ides of March was not in the list of best films, and I thought Kirsten Dunst did a phenomenal, beautiful job in the Lars von Trier film Melancholia, which was a little bit of a hard swallow. It was a pretty dark film. But she just had a brilliant performance.
So you would say The Ides of March and Melancholia were two overlooked films.
I would. So. But I must also say that I'm just over the moon that the artist has been recognized, and in all facets. I think it's just a wonderful, delightful departure, and I'm glad it's found its audience.
Any other movie that you think was sort of, did any one of the nominees get too much attention, in your opinion?
I do. I wonder if I should plead the fifth on that, just as in deference to my membership.
All right.
But most definitely, I think that probably 9 films is a little overkill for nominations.
All right. I just saw Moneyball, and I was kind of surprised. I mean, I thought it was good, but, you know, not great. Sometimes you can get to a film too late in its trajectory. You've seen it after there's been so much praise that you sort of, you know, try to measure it against the praise, and it doesn't quite measure up. Thanks for your call, Myra.
Bye.
Kim from Brooklyn. Hi, you're on WNYC. What field do you work in?
Hi, I work as a script supervisor in the film and television.
And what does that mean, script supervisor?
Script supervisor is, I'm in charge of the continuity of the script. So from beginning to end, I'm on the set with the director, and I take notes for the editor, and I just make sure that the script is continuous as we're shooting.
So do you have an opinion on best screenplay? What do you like?
I'm a big Woody Allen fan, so I love Midnight in Paris. I like The Descendants. I kind of tend to go toward the character-based scripts, quirky characters and interesting life stories. So those would be my choices.
All right. I have to say that I also liked The Descendants. I found the dialogue extremely real, which is kind of funny because, I mean, this is, George Clooney, big Hollywood film. But in some ways, it almost had a sort of whiff of being an independent film about it.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. He played the everyday guy pretty well.
All right. Thanks so much, Kim. Let's go to Laura from Manhattan. Hi, Laura. You're in WNYC. Laura, you there? I think, Laura, we can hear your clock ticking, but we seem to have lost you, so we'll try to come back to you in a moment. Let's go to Neff from New York City. Hi, Neff.
Hi, good afternoon.
Did you, what field do you work in, Neff?
I used to work in the film industry as a technician, but I'm attempting to write a script, so I don't want to call myself a screenwriter yet, but I'm actually in the process of writing a script right now.
All right, so do you have an opinion about best screenplay?
Yes, actually, I felt that Drive was snubbed, at least for best screenplay or director. You know, it was an interesting film. It was different. It didn't have that Hollywood kind of ending or premise, you know, in the storyline. So I felt strongly that it was snubbed.
Do you just... Drive, I mean, it sort of got the rap of being kind of an aimless movie. Do you think that's why it wasn't in contention?
I'm not certain, actually, you know, what the politics are, but or the reasons are, but it was just a different looking film than your normal Hollywood films, you know, released last year, you know.
All right, thanks.
It was different.
Thanks so much for your call, Neff. Let's go now. Laura, are you there now?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Laura. What field are you in?
I'm a costumer.
And so what do you think? What was the best costume this year?
I think the best costumes were in Hugo. I think it was incredibly diverse and beautiful.
And what is it that you liked about them? Can you give us a sort of critical review?
I just thought that the range of what she had to do was so absolutely amazing. It was rich, it was sumptuous, it spanned a lot of time, and I thought it was just exquisite.
Anything else that you liked? Any other films that you liked for costume?
I actually thought that Tinker's Tailor Soldier Spy was overlooked. I thought it was seamless, it was smart, it wasn't showy, and it was so integral to the film, showing time change. I thought it was absolutely amazing.
All right, thank you for your call, Laura. And we have a couple of comments on our website. Dave from New York City wrote on our comments page, the sound design for Tower Heist was really amazing. And Dan wrote on our website, Win-Win was totally overlooked. Giamatti and Amy Ryan were great, and Bobby Cannavale was brilliant. So let's take another call. Rob from Asbury Park. Hi, you're on WNYC.
Hi, I was just... I think that the artist was a bit overrated. I thought the story might have, been able to go a little deeper, even though it was a silent movie. And I also thought that 50-50 really got snubbed.
Do you think, Rob, that one of the reasons the artist was, both Artist and Hugo are kind of films about the film industry? You think that's what caught people's attention?
I think people liked it before its gimmick flavor, that it was, you know, it was gimmicky, it was a silent film, it brought people back in time. But I thought they could have done it as a silent film, but still have some of the qualities as, say, like The Descendants, with, you know, where characterization is formed better.
All right. Thank you so much for your call, Rob. Thanks to everybody who called on this. I guess we will find out on Sunday night which film does well. And if there's going to be a sort of surprise surging movie, we'll find out. Maybe we can talk about that some more on Monday. Andrea Bernstein in for Brian Lehrer. Thanks to all of you. Thanks to all of the guests. Brian will be back Monday.